Our final feature for this Saturday's program on tailgating in your own backyard is the ability to tailgate remotely, too. It's called the Belgard Trailer Brick Oven. Nathan Angel of Belgard Pavers brought one of these to our remote broadcast a few years ago when we were at Harper's Nursery. And it's a wood-fired pizza on a trailer. So you can back it into your backyard, have a pizza oven going right there, or take it to the tailgate.
Yes. Look at that thing. That's impressive.
If you're going to go through the cost of installing a pizza oven, a wood-fired pizza oven, how about a mobile one so you could take it wherever you go?
But who thinks of that? People barbecue at tailgates. This guy shows up with a wood fire pizza oven.
You're gonna
That's next level. You are the talk of the town.
Coming.
Oh yeah. You kidding me? Just the smell, the scents going through that. Oh yeah. Who's got pizza? Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And what Nathan did, he never made the same pizza twice.
Nice.
The amount of different variety you can have and build your own, and he was letting people knead their own dough, and he just had a variety of things out, and you piece together like it's a buffet, and then he would cook it for you at the end because you never done it before. And
it's an art.
You want someone that's done it before your first time.
Wow.
So check that out. It's called the Tailgater Brick Oven Pizza that Belgard sells. It's part of their Elements line, which is a whole line of backyard kitchen products that's just got the Belgard beauty. And, it's something I was going to say, you'll never have to worry about it.
Okay.
There's a little maintenance here. Your tires are going to need to be replaced.
Yeah, there's a little,
but
sure.
You'll never
have
to worry about the pizza oven unless someone, rear-ends you.
My first thought goes to selling that to the wife and saying, here, I'm going to buy this pizza oven, this brick pizza oven trailer, and how to pull that off. Guys, here's a pro tip. Say you want it for school events for the kids. How fun it would be for school events for the kids might help set her over the edge.
There you go.
See?
Bring the kids in, bring school in, sold.
It's for the kids.
And I should have mentioned that we have the voice you're hearing is Mike Russell.
Hey!
If you don't listen to the Get Outdoors show on our flagship station, KTAR, noon to 2, now you have a reason to. And for people outside of the Phoenix area, you can stream that at ktr.com because you guys talk about Get Outdoors, which more often than not is outside of the city limits.
Sure,
You're speaking to a lot of the backyard areas that our other affiliates live in.
Absolutely, and it's hunting, fishing, camping, conservation, youth. We pitch it all the time, as you heard me talk about kids about every time I open my mouth here. We're excited to have the show. We're going on our third year, and it's a blast.
And I invited you in today to take that backyard tailgating overboard when we got into our camping, and you showed me this jumping jack trailer. Pretty cool. What I liked about this, when we go camping, I have three girls.
Yes.
You have one?
God bless you. Yes, I have one girl. One girl, one boy.
When you compare how much your daughter takes to your son takes.
Yes.
So times that now by three.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. That's why I would say camping with kids or vacation with kids is not vacation. It's relocation. You're just taking all of your stuff from one spot and just putting it into another spot.
So we load it all in the horse trailer.
That's a great idea.
Out of the rain.
Yeah.
It reduces the dust a little bit, but not much.
It's like a closet. It's like a camping closet, the horse trailer.
And then if we pull up to someplace that's raining, you got a little bit of cover without being stuck sitting inside the truck while I'm setting the tent up. And you drop the back hatch of the horse trailer and you're good to go. It's not a live-in trailer.
Because
I like to be a little more mobile, there's a lot of places you can't take a live-in horse trailer. You can take a little three-horse slant that we can haul around.
Yeah, and the great part about the jumping jack, too, is that you're up in 4 minutes, so it's not pitching a tent in the rain is not easy. No, so that's up in 4 minutes. You're good and going.
So how do I sell this? I've got the kids part sold, but I don't want all the kids at school jumping around in this.
Oh, no.
You just sell it to the wife as just family fun.
Give me that line for when I get home.
And
here's what it is. It's not the big TV camping. It's not the RV camping. The kids are actually going to be outside because this, for all intents and purposes, is a tent. It's got two tables. It's got a table and two beds.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it's on wheels, so you don't have to worry about getting there, unzipping your tent bag, and realizing that when you packed up leaving last time, somehow the poles didn't fit in the bag, and they were separate, and they're on the upper shelf at the garage because Yep. Things never go back in the same way
never.
When you're unpacking.
Never. And this thing folds right back in 4 minutes out too. So it's just as convenient as can be. And it goes anywhere. The tires, the suspension, it just goes anywhere.
Nice hard canvas. I'd imagine you get 10 years easily out of that, but I'm sure they sell replacement canvas.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the point it wears out.
Yep, they sure do.
That metal.
They have accessories that you can put a lot of stuff on there. You put a little kitchenette on there. You put a little cooler holder on there. There's a bunch of good stuff going on there.
Now, you have a busy day. You've got an hour here to get ready for your program.
Yep.
What's coming up there?
We're going to talk about some backyard camping as well. We're going to talk about a little bit of legislation going on right now, a little bit of shadiness that we're going to talk when it comes to Second Amendment and gun rights. We're going to talk a little bit about the fall seasons coming up. We're going to preview our Dove show, which is going to be kicking off Dove season coming up real quick. And then I'm going to head over to the Chaparral Suites in Scottsdale for the Wildlife for Tomorrow Hall of Fame induction banquet, where I'm actually filling in for your dad. I'm filling in for Rosie.
Nice.
Yes, as the MC. Good night of living. I had to have been their E option. Yeah, they had to go through that list pretty quickly.
Do you have a dark mustache to put on?
No, but I have a little bit of growth. I have a little bit of growth here, and I did bring a jacket that might shock people.
You have a cowboy hat to put on?
I don't, but the last time I went, he was wearing a jacket, so he set the bar, and so now I have to wear a jacket, which you know is not really me.
Are there seats available?
There are seats available. It's there's $70 per ticket. I believe there's a table or two left, $700 a table. It's a great, great time. A lot of fun. Live auction going on, silent auction, and it's all for a great cause.
All proceeds go to?
Wildlife for Tomorrow, which is the fundraising arm of Arizona Game and Fish.
Tune in next Saturday. We'll be back. It's Rosie on the House. In the meantime, rosieonthehouse.com. What a wonderful world.